This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court accepted a case against the HHS contraceptive and abortifacient mandate from retail craft giant Hobby Lobby. Detractors of the lawsuit now include CNN news anchor Chris Cuomo. The court will hear the case in December and rule on it before the end of June. The mandate equates interdicting pregnancy to reducing health care costs. A White House statement designed to assure citizens of the necessity of the HHS contraceptive mandate. When it does so, it literally claims that women cannot be healthy without mandated contraceptive coverage. A commentary republished from Town Hall magazine at lifenews.com offers in retort a list of 10 women who accomplished great things with good health before the HHS mandate. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Belgium is edging closer to allowing euthanasia for young children. Proponents say the bill requires the consent of parents. What they are not saying is that children, especially the disabled, are universally deemed incapable of asking for such by means of informed consent. Pro-life critics say children without parents would be at the mercy of an administrative body, and that without trial, without criminal charges, or a right to a defense, such euthanasia is nothing short of an entirely unjust death penalty. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.